And be, I don't know whether it's the older you get, the quicker it goes, or what it is, or our lives are more fuller, but however, it just seems to be a little bit of a blimp. And but it's really good to be able to come and share again this morning. Two people in our lives, very special people, were born on this day. And one was our brother Noel Saliba, Elder Noel. Happy birthday, Noel. We wish you the very best for the day. Very special day to be born on, of course. And we know you'll enjoy it immensely. But have to stick to time this morning. So as we know, Christmas is a very special time for all of us. And exciting time, no doubt, for all the children and adults alike. It's probably the highlight of the year for a lot of people, celebrating Christmas and giving and receiving gifts, all that type of thing. And of course, when we go to buy a gift, we take a lot of time, don't we, and make sure that that's a good gift, that that person who the gift is for, it'll suit them and they will appreciate it and like it and all that sort of thing. So we do put a lot of thought of that. But the kind of gifts that are given at Christmas, they've changed a lot over the years, haven't they? From we just heard this morning how the kids are getting iPads, and I just remember back to my own childhood and the very simple little things that we got when we were kids, but we loved and appreciated them. And my father used to tell the story of the gifts that he received when he was a child. And my father grew up between the First World War and the Second World War, and but he told of the simple homemade gifts that their parents and others made, just little wooden toys and little trinkets and all that sort of thing. But somehow the gifts that they received at that time, the gifts, even though were the hard times, the gifts were always appeared under the Christmas tree. And they were very grateful, just as we were when we grew up. But so they were hard times back then. And that, but what I gather, the times that celebrated then, were they were no less joyous or exciting and no less full of anticipation than they are today. The same excitement, it's all the same, isn't it? From generation to generation, the Christmas story, we heard it again this morning. But we never tire of hearing that message. It's a wonderful thing that we recollect, that we celebrate this wonderful, precious gift that our Father in heaven has given us in the person of His Son, Jesus Christ. But so we're giving, gift-giving and sharing in the delight that the gift gives in it. It's a great part of the Christmas celebration. And as we've seen this morning through the clip, we know that the first visitors who came to visit Christ's child, they brought gifts to Jesus too. But the shepherds who were watching over their flocks near Bethlehem, they were poor, but they bought they brought to the baby in the manger, baby Jesus. They brought their love and adoration. And that's all God wants from us. He doesn't want us to be lavishing Him with gifts. He just wants our heart and our love and adoration, and bless Him as our Father in heaven and thank Him for the gift, the wondrous gift of life that He has given us. And we also see the wise men from the east. They bought expensive gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh. But more importantly, they knelt before the child and gave Him honour and worship. And that's what, again, that's what God wants from us. He wants us to honour Him. He wants us to acknowledge Him. And above all, He wants us to worship Him as the true God. And so the little one whom the angels had said, your Saviour, Christ the Lord. And Christ the Lord, we each have been given that gift, haven't we? every one of us here today acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the true Son of God, and that was a precious gift given to us that there. But as we see, whatever was going through the shepherd's mind at that time, they were overcome with joy to know that they were included in the happy news that the angel announced. Today in David's town, his Saviour was born, the Messiah. The Lord himself came down in flesh and was wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger. This child was the Messiah. He was God's Messiah, the Saviour, God's Christmas gift to the shepherds and to all of us. And sometimes we probably focus so much on the giving and of the gifts that often we might miss the fact, but it's not so with us, because we know God, we know Jesus. But the world outside there, many people just don't know what the whole meaning of Christmas is all about. And that's the message that we have to give to the world today, that Jesus is the true Son of God. He is a gift given to us for all mankind, that everyone can partake of this precious gift. And our gift giving is a reflection of this generous gift that God gave to us at the first Christmas, the gift of his Son. The gift from God is for all people. No one is excluded. It's for all mankind. Amen? And so we can come into his presence with thanksgiving. We can thank God. We do that every day as a part of our adoration, a part of our worship to Jesus, and just thanking him so much that he came into our lives, that God the Father gave him to us as a special gift. And again, we can connect with God in that way, and we can thank him. And again, we go back to the scripture. We see, for God so loved the world, amen? For God so loved the world that he gave us this precious gift of life. So there we see it's a gift given out of extreme love, out of extreme love. And a love so immense, so deep, so wonderful, so powerful that we can hardly begin to fathom what kind of love this is. We find that often we find that hard. Why would God do this? Give us a gift of his Son, then take him away from us in that sense. But we know the reason why God done that. He sacrificed his Son for our sakes, that we would have a life, an abundant life, and have it more abundantly. And so we see that there that what would cause God to do this? The ruler and the creator of everything, the supreme power that holds the universe together, and to become a vulnerable and a helpless baby born to human parents, subject to the laws of nature and the laws of mankind, and to come into this world in such a humble way as we see in the clip, a baby born in a stable, in a manger. And there, but to come into the world in such a way that many people just find that unbelievable. But for us, thank you, Paul. Appreciate that so much. Ah, good stuff. But, you know, many people find it hard to believe that there is a Saviour, that there is this person of Jesus Christ who lives in our lives. But there's a world out there that find that hard to comprehend with. But for us, that's a part of our everyday living. Well, that's our life, isn't it? It's our life. It's our lifeline. And we relate to that, and we reach out every day to this wonderful gift that God has given us, this person, Jesus Christ. And as the scripture says, when we look to this man, Jesus, we won't be disappointed. There's no one here, if I ask everyone, you wouldn't say, no, I'm not satisfied with Christ. Christ satisfied. He's the well of living water. And and wants us so much to be a part of his wondrous kingdom. God came from heaven to earth to the sound of the mother crying out in childbirth in a stable. His bed was a manger. His first visitors were strangers. They didn't even know this baby, but the shepherds came to see him. They were strangers. And like any new parents, I'm sure Mary and Joseph, they were overcome with emotion. And we've seen that illustration in the clip there this morning. They were overjoyed. And we see how the glory of the God shone on that birthplace and just blessed them in such a wonderful way. And they were in awe of this awesome event that had taken place, this baby Jesus. As we see, a new life had entered the world and he was there to care for and to love. And they also realised that this tiny bundle of God's gift, not only to them, but also a gift to the world, a gift to us, a gift to us. And as we know, since the birth of Jesus, the world has never been the same since. And it will keep on from what it's already been created, what's been started. It will go forever. It's an eternal thing. The gift of God will go on. And as we see, this child is a gift to all mankind. He belongs to everyone. And he will give everyone the greatest gift of all, peace on earth. And that was the part of the message of Jesus. He said, peace I bring to you and peace I leave with you. But he brings forgiveness and reconciliation with God, eternal life forever after. You know, it's something that we treasure and we look forward to, this life in eternity with our Father in heaven. And like all gifts, the child in the manger brings joy. Children bring joy, aren't we? And as Rachel shared there before, so much joy of birth of little Ezekiel. And it's a wonderful gift that has us as a family, as grandparents and great-grandparents. We've been given this wonderful little gift that we can treasure for the rest of our lives anyway. But in fact, not only all the people on earth, but all the angels in heaven, they rejoiced at the baby's birth. A great army of heaven's angels appeared with the angel singing praises to God. They were thankful. They were happy about this event. The Christmas story is about a gift that brought joy to all people. This Christmas gift from God changes things. It changes many things. The Christmas carols we sing encourage us, and they give us great hope, don't they? Because we can draw a lot from them. Some of them challenge us, and they make us realise just what it takes to come to this realisation of who our Creator is and what he has done for us. We sing one carol there, Glad Tidings and Comfort of Joy. And as we know, there are many people in the world today who don't have comfort and joy. They don't experience the comforts of love and all that type of thing. And so a few weeks ago I preached about that, spoke about that, but these are the people we need to touch, we need to relate to reach out to. I'm getting signals, but I'll keep going. There won't be a moment. But we know that, you know, peace and goodwill, that was the God's promise message to all mankind, and to be peacemakers and most of all giving toward each other. And we express this so much at Christmas, but also it should be a part of our everyday life of being peacemakers and relating to others, and especially. And as we look back upon ourselves, you know, times where we really need to just reflect and see what God has done for us. And I'm sure many people today know that we know how devastating effect sin has on our lives. Sin is destructive, isn't it? It destroys everything that is good. It destroys good relationship, like harmony between God and us, or the friendship between people. And just think of pride or greed or impatience or unkindness, and how destructive can they be. And we all know, I'm sure, what it means to feel guilty when we have hurt someone in some way. But Christmas can change all that because of Jesus Christ. It can be changed. The baby in the manger is our Saviour Jesus, the one who rescues us from our sin. You might ask, well, what about illness, the trouble, the tragedy, the unresolved problems, the burdens you bear? You wonder why this has happened to you. You ask the question, when will it end? When will we have peace of mind again? How will I ever be able to cope? But again, Christmas can change that because of Jesus Christ. God sent us a Saviour to come into our lives, that we can take hold of what Christ is, that the message that Jesus brings to us, and to use it to be an overcoming people. And the gift that God gave us this Christmas is a Saviour. Christmas is a celebration of God becoming human, being born in a manger for us. And it's hard to comprehend of Almighty God becoming a weak, helpless baby in a cattle shed, in a manger. But this is what happened. He done that so that he could be Emmanuel, God with us. And we know so much that how we can celebrate and enjoy the presence of God Almighty in our lives every day of the week, every time, every day we awake, every day that God gives us, we can relate to him, we can reach out to him. But the whole point of Christians, I am finishing, there are a lot of traditions and customs associated with Christmas. There may be the giving and the receiving of a lot of gifts. There may be the Santas, Christmas parties, and Christmas Day celebrations with friends and relations. But in the end, the only thing that really counts is the gift that we receive from God. The gift of a Saviour is God with us. Amen. God with us. In all the sin, in all the trouble, and the death of this world. This is the gift that brings peace. This is the gift that saves. This is the gift that lasts. In David's town, our Saviour was born, Christ the Lord. And the message from the shepherds, where they said, "Fear not, for this day the Saviour has been born." And I believe today that's one of the key words of, or parts of the scripture of this, of what the shepherd said, to fear not. And encourage everyone again today to fear not, because God has given us this precious gift in the person of Jesus Christ to come into our lives, to enhance our lives, and to live with him forevermore. As we say, Carol, we sing, we will live forevermore because of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord.